101.5 WMFO Medford.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. But then I was ill because the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies 12 o'clock at noon. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
And if you need a leader, run a beat there for your blurry, blurry sight. And write a rhyme for the night. Christmas is the time for giving up for the type. So open your pocket, your heart unlock it. Dollars straight from Hollis, I give it like a clocket. Cold is the weather, minus the humidity. Don't mistake humbleness and kindness for timidity. Christmas, this must be the time of year. Let go of your ego, rather ego me go there. And here, my dear, so give a kid a beer. Cause every time you give it's coming back, let's get it clear. I'll be scoping and hoping, brothers in the ear. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Give up the dough, give up the dough.
Waiting on the enemy to slide down the chimney. Look here, that ain't reality.
Santa baby, just slip up into under the tree for me. A 98 convertible light blue. I'm looking for a fly guy like you. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa baby, are you really real, huh? Kris Kringle? Let me see you make my pockets jingle.
Ching ching.
We need some jobs in the ghetto. Too much gang banging. With kids are playing. I hear the church bells ringing on Christmas Eve. I believe. Jesus is calling me. Forget the gifts and the shopping list. Word. And the new kicks. Right. You just falling for tricks.
You better praise him.
Santa baby.
I wouldn't have had nothing to play with.
On December 25th, I knew I wasn't getting jacked. When I saw Santa Claus on the corner buying crack, I ran up on him with the gattle, asked him, yo, what's up with that? He said, the Grinch has no Christmas, and I can't get the back. Back in the days, Christmas was deep. My mom put presents under the tree while I played sleep. And Pete, Santa Claus never gave me nothing. Seen him at Macy's, lying in front. And so do some good to the ghetto, Mr. Kris Kringle. Come and stand wild, kick it with God's angels. They can acknowledge my wisdom and understand. That Santa Claus is a black man.
Word up!
Santa baby, just slip up into under the tree for me. A 98 convertible light blue. I'm looking for a fly guy like you. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, just slip up into under the tree for me.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Still wondering what that wassail is, that hot wassail. Huh. Well, let's do a little Christmas canon, and then we'll get on to hour three. Christmas with the Killers here on Time Travel. Enjoy this, though. This is beautiful.
Living proof it can last a long time. you Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Christmas.
Can't do that.
Kid, because I've been coming for you.
Oh, Santa, I've been killing just for fun.
Well, the party's over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what?
Getting around this. Life is hard. But look at me. I turned out all right.
Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old playing out there in the desert. Just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
In the sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on his own. Don't shoot me, Santa Claus, I've been a clean living boy, I promise you. Did every little thing you asked me to. And I can't believe the things I'm going through.
Hey,
Been the same, Joseph. Are you bad at dealing with the fame, Joseph? There's a pale moonshine above you. Do you see both sides? Do they shove you?
Is the touchstone forcing you to hide, Joseph? Are the rumors eating you alive, Joseph?
When the holy night is upon you, will you do what's right? The position.
From the temple walls to the New York night, our decisions rest on a child. When she took her stand, did she hold? You think you're gonna drop? Do you wish you were back there at the carpenter shop
with the plane memory? The work never drove you mad. You're a maker, a creator, not just somebody's dad.
From 10
been the same, Joseph.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Get a
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Merry Christmas, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you till 8 p.m. It is a very special time travel here today. Christmas Eve with Chris Earle. Got a few requests coming up, and this hour I've got The Killers. I've got all their singles. They started in 2006, and they ended last year, unfortunately, with probably the weakest of all the singles, in my opinion. But they put together some great, great Christmas music. So it's been a tradition here on Time Travel to cover at least a few, if not all, of The Killers for you. And I got some requests coming up. Got a few requests that have been piped in through the internets and through my text. It's blowing up here. It's 855-915-WMFO. We have Grinch Hour coming up, which is going to be all nasty songs about Christmas coming up on one of the hours here. And we also have A Christmas Carol read to you by Jean-Luc himself. Patrick Stewart's one-man show of A Christmas Carol will be coming up as well. And I have some jokes and some readings and things like that. Actually, let's do a couple of jokes here. Let's look at this. Why does Father Christmas go down the chimney? Because it soots him. Nah. Who delivers elephants Christmas presents? Elephanta Claus. How many chimneys does Father Christmas go down? Stacks. And why is Santa like a bear on Christmas Eve? Because he's sooty. Didn't say they were good. Just saying there's a couple of Christmas laughs for you there to share at the table tomorrow with your family and friends. Merry Christmas 2017. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I've been around for 47 Christmases. That's what we've decided, right? Oh, no, 46. This would be number 47, right? I don't know. I was told there would be no math here today on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Let's do another three from The Killers. This one is Boots from 2010 here on Time Travel.
My father
everybody. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. Hello to Eric and to Carolyn out in New York.
Way out in old Nevada, where the Truckee's waters flow, where the cattle are a-browsing and the Spanish ponies grow, where the north has come a-whistling from beyond the neutral strip, and the prairie dogs are sneezing as if they had the grip.
One of my favorites from the Killers. Let's keep going. They did a Christmas song every year from 2006 to last year. It's the Killers here on Time Travel. Merry Christmas. I can feel it in my bones.
Dear Santa, I'm writing you a letter. I'm sure you got it all figured out. Things haven't been easy between me and you. I guess that there are things that you can't undo.
WMFO Medford. I have Ryan Domedy on the line. How you doing? I think I have Ryan Domedy on the line. Do I have Ryan Domedy on the line still? Maybe I don't. Ryan Domedy, call on back. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 8 p.m. Here we go. There he is, Ryan Domedy. How you doing? Ryan, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the great state of Colorado. Colorado Springs is where I am. How's it going over there in Medford?
It's going well. It's a mild day here in Medford. I'd say it's on the cusp of freezing point, around 30 to 34 degrees today. But how is it out in Colorado?
Colorado's pretty good. We had a nice little dusting last night, so about an inch of snow. So it's giving it a nice landscape out here. But it's a Colorado Christmas, that's for sure.
You are a ghost of Christmas past here at WMFO. You were here with me, what, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe? Does that sound about right?
It might have been, I think it was actually 3 years ago. So, a little, how the time doesn't fly, I guess. And it was you and I on Christmas Eve. I had a nice telling the night before Christmas, but I believe we got some nice words from Johnny Joyce about that.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'm going to be playing some Patrick Stewart's Christmas Carol this round.
Oh, that sounds good.
And I have the Grinch. I have Grinch Hour coming up, which is all Christmas music for bad people.
And
I've got some Peanuts. Got all kinds of things happening here.
Wow, that's great.
How's things for Christmas? You get all your shopping done? You see any lights?
Yeah, we did okay. I mean, like a true gentleman, for my wife, I last night went to Costco for her Christmas gift right at the last minute. But
It's a Costco Christmas.
Nice. Costco Christmas, and we're hoping for big things tomorrow. So, I would say the biggest gift that we got is we got a brand new dog that is now filling our lives. That was our big Christmas gift this year. We adopted a 10-month-old lab mix from the local shelter.
Mm-hmm. What did you name the dog?
The dog's name is Bo, B-E-A-U, like Bo Bridges.
All right, very nice. You think you're going to get a Lloyd, too? Maybe a Jeff?
Maybe. I think that would be the full Bridges family would be a perfect combination.
Yeah, that would be very nice. That would be fun.
Yeah.
So you have a cat and a dog now. Is that right?
Two cats and a dog, and they do not like him.
Oh.
But that's okay, because tomorrow's Christmas. We're gonna have a wonderful family Christmas. They've all got their stockings hung by the chimney with care,
mm-hmm.
and we will all, be sure to enjoy it all together.
Very nice. Now, are you going to be coming back to the East Coast anytime soon?
Not anytime soon. I was back home. I was in New York back in September. Mom and I saw the Book of Mormon and then Sir Paul McCartney over in Brooklyn. But, we're looking maybe next summer. Maybe I'll make it a Winter Hill Kicks. Maybe I'll make it just a quick Boston weekend.
Sure.
You'll be one of the first to know if I end up doing that.
If we get those Springsteen on Broadway tickets, you'll have to fly on out. That's the big ticket.
Those are tough to come by, I almost got, it was a single when the first round of them came by. I had the chance to get a single. It was only a single. It was the front row mezzanine. It was $400. Said, I can't swing that.
Yeah.
So I asked. And then, lo and behold, later that day, the tickets were going for $2,000 on the secondary market. So, but sounds like a $500 ticket could easily go up to several $1,000s, depending on who wants it.
Yeah, you got to have the Christmas miracle. You got to be a fan.
Yep.
That's the thing. It's there for the fans, but you still got the people selling them out there. Those are the Scrooges of Christmas.
I think he's going to take that on tour, that same show, just because it's he knows not everyone can go to New York. But that actually reminds me of a joke that I heard today, which is, what is a Christmas tree's favorite singer?
I don't know.
Spruce Springsteen.
Spruce Springsteen. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're thinking about you, and that's the thing, is that this is such a great radio program that, we have people from all around the country that listen in and, just take it to heart, the good work of you and Mr. Gary and the whole WMFO staff there.
Thank you very much, Ryan. And Merry Christmas to you, and have a good New Year. Yeah. What are you doing for New Year's?
New Year's, that's the thing. Married with two kittens and a dog. I think we're going to be having a nice bottle of wine and a nice meal and maybe a good flick, and we'll probably be in bed before the ball drops.
That's all right. That's all right.
New Year's.
That's what happens when you get older. That's a nice, nice quiet night for New Year's, and your liver will be thanking you on Christmas Day.
They will. I will say maybe it is an early Christmas gift, but I have a new industry that I'm working in, and it's the world of cryptocurrency, otherwise known as Bitcoin. So obviously that, going into 2018, is going to be quite the industry.
Very nice. Well, Merry Christmas to you, and I hope to talk to you soon, and Happy New Year. I'll talk to you, if not before New Year's, I'll talk to you in 2018. We'll have to plan something.
That sounds perfect, sir. Will you keep kicking butt on that station? We love you out here, and Merry Christmas to the entire WMFO audience.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Ryan Domedy, everybody, calling in to wish us here at WMFO a very Merry Christmas. He was on with me a few years ago on Christmas Eve. So it's nice to have a ghost of WMFO Christmas Past call on in. And again, it's 855-915-WMFO. Taking requests, taking calls. Merry Christmas. A little more Killers here for you. And then we'll go into the next hour, hour four, here on Time Travel.
Sun streaming in my room, one beachfront palm December afternoon. You close your eyes, another year blows by. Somewhere in the wind, just another life. Christmas card and tennis shoes. We understand you staying, and we're proud of you. There's a well-rehearsed disinterest in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what this time gave me, or if it led me here.
And I played so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in LA. Another picture of sangria in an empty beach cafe. Left a girl behind in my old man's truck. Sometimes I wonder where she ended up. Maybe she got married, had a couple of kids.
Who do you think you're fooling, man? Of course she did. I'm walking in the antenna's bar, I try and talk with Harry Dean. I don't know if
Bask in his decay.
A fat protagonist in